The state transitioned away from the old FCAT test and adopted the Florida Standards Assessment last year. It was designed to align with the new higher standards Florida and dozens of other states have adopted. But the initial tests were full of flaws. Still, the state pushed forward with its plan to use the test to grade schools. But a big question remained: how to do it.
And where is the level setting and what's the bar? You know, I really think that they're going to review that. I really think that they should, to be honest with you, so that we all can understand what level we need to set and meet, and we will fulfill our obligation to educate them.
Leon Virtual School Principal Jessica Lowe. Teachers and administrators have pushed the state to issue incomplete school grades, but that's a no-go with state education officials and lawmakers. Instead, State Education Commissioner Pam Stewart is proposing a scaling system that would largely keep school grades where they were before the changeover. Superintendents say they'd prefer not to get grades at all, but Orange County Superintendent Barbara Jenkins is supporting Stewart's plan.
In the absence of either of those remedies, we believe the Commissioner's recommendation for school grades is most appropriate for this year. We believe her direction is best for children, for schools and communities, and best for Florida's economy.
Others have pushed to make the grading scale tougher, and they want it to align with the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP, also called the nation's report card. Board member John Padgett pushed for the higher bar, saying Stewart's proposal could be seen as lowering the requirements for high grades. He uses an example based on a 100-point scale.
I would just say this. I was troubled. So until now, to be in an A, you had to have 66% or more. And now, under the proposal, to be an A, you have to do only 62% or more.
The state board has decided to go with Stewart's proposal, but that may not be the last word. State lawmakers could soon weigh in, and the board says it will revisit the grading system later in the year. Meanwhile, the new grading structure will come with changes to the report card, which shows parents how their child performed on the exam. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.